Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Today we chat some nutrition and we touch base with Sarah Fix to find out some of the things she's done over her triathlon career to give her the edge when it comes from a nutrition point of view. Before we get into today's episode, though, a massive thank you to our sponsor, Jack Rabbits. We're teaming up with him throughout the month of September, and we're giving away four pairs of Hoka One Ones. All you need to do to get into the draw is head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. You can also text the word jackrabbit to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight away of how you can get your hands on a pair of those shoes. And if you haven't checked Jack Rabbit out yet, I really suggest you do. They are an incredible organization. They've got specialty running stores across the US. They've got a pretty impressive online store as well, and they've got a really, really wide sort of range and scope of running shoes and sizes. I'm a pretty big guy. I wear a size 15 running shoe, and was quite excited when I checked it, the stock that they had and the range that they had. I was like, yay, I'm home. So if you struggle to find shoes, or if you're looking for a running shoe retailer, check out Jack Rabbit, okay, and get into that draw. Head over to the jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge is where you can get all the details. And don't forget to text the word Jack Rabbit to 44222. That's the easiest way to do it, and I'll send you all the details back. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marni and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri Marni Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri Marni believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marni is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retooled bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri Marni offers a variety of services, from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Looking at your sort of approach, just general nutrition-wise for you as an athlete, tell me a little bit about how you approach things.
Okay, so I'm sure you're getting the idea. I'm really definite about the things I feel. But, I mean, after all this time, it's now almost 20 years, and I've had, like I said, lots of athletes around me and my husband, and it cracks me up, but people really don't think about their nutrition. I just can't wrap my head around that. But the fact of the matter is, whether you want to go see a nutrition doctor or you want to go see a sports doc or whatever it is, you want to come up with a plan. You want to figure out what your calorie intake is, and you want to know your calorie intake in different weather conditions and in different environments. You want to understand what your calorie needs are and what your hydration needs are. And it's actually really serious, because if you don't figure out your salt and you don't figure out your water and you drink too much water, I mean, that can be fatal. So you really want to take your nutrition and your calories serious. And I can't tell you how many times, oh, I'm ready. Got our nutrition dialed in. and we're out on the course and they have nutrition issues. Did you have anything like that for your Ironman? Did you ever get that?
I was pretty good, if I have to be honest. I don't think I overthought it too much, but I've got a cast iron gut, so I can pretty much eat anything. And I think I've got it pretty much dialed in. I think I'm pretty sorted. But I mean, it did take some testing and tweaking, and yeah, it did. I think we've got it pretty much sorted. But you're right. I think a lot of people don't think of it at all.
Don't think of it at all. So you want to come up with a plan. And I always say anybody can train their body to do anything. So someone obese can train their body to take millions of calories. Someone anorexic has learned how to not to eat at all. You can train your body to take in whatever you want it to take in. But it's making the decision and figuring out what is going to keep you at top performance? What calorie is going to keep you at top performance, allowing you to keep pushing, stay strong, break down the nutrients, break down the calories, utilize the calories? So it's really trying to figure out what it is that's going to make you the most efficient on race day. So to do that, you have to train with it. You have to practice and figure out, well, was it 4 goos or 5 goos or 10 goos, or do I not do well with goo? Does that add up over time? After 2 days of training with goo and you go out for the third day, does that thought make you sick? Okay, well, I can guarantee you in a 7-hour bike ride, if you can't train with goo 3 days in a row, that 7-hour bike ride with 3 and 4 and 5 goos an hour, it's not going to happen for you. So you have to make a decision, and you have to start kind of figuring out what would work and training with it. And you want to know, these are important things: your calorie, how much actual liquid you want to take in. We had a speaker at our camp this past weekend, and people overhydrate more than they underhydrate. So finding out that perfect medium, and typically 2 bottles an hour is spot on. Now, if you're just going to go hydration and no goos and calories in any other way, you may have to delve into 3 bottles an hour. But finding out calories, carbohydrate, sodium, amino acid, those are in salt, straight up, you know, salt. Those are sodium, yeah. Those are your main things that you want to address, and then train with it. And then when you show up on race day, there's no question. Set your watch, and every 10 minutes you take the same nutrition, you do the same thing, and don't, you know, make a plan and just start training with it. I have athletes, this week I'm going to try doing nuts. I'm going to work on with packs of nuts. Really? Why can't we just, last week worked. Why can't we just keep working on that? You don't want to keep trying different things. If it's working, keep going with it. If it's not working, tweak it. Don't just try things to try things. Because like I said, you can train your body to do anything. You can train your body to use this nutrition if it's working. So it's really important.
Yeah.
Not a lot of protein. Not a lot of protein. Don't use a lot of protein during racing. Your body is working really, really hard to break down calories and break down what's in your system, and it's also working really, really hard to do the sport. And those protein products take a lot more to break down. So you just want to be, I mean, there's some little waffles and whatnot that are okay, but you want to be really careful by overdoing the protein thing.
Brilliant. Sarah, if people want to find out more about you and what you guys are up to, where can they get more info online?
Oh, if they want to find out about me? Okay, well, Endurit. So people, I think I'm saying endurance, and I'm not. I'm saying endure it. This is it right here. Endure, the word endure it. Sports, and we're in Naperville and Westmont, Illinois, obviously. And, yeah, you can just go online. And I'm really an open book, and I'm really available. My phone number's on there, my email. So if anybody ever needs anything, I love to help, and just call me or email me or do whatever you want to do.
Cool. Well, Sarah, I'll put the links into the show notes of this episode as well. So if people want to click straight through, they can. Thank you so much for your time today on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And best of luck. I hope things all go according to plan and you get back to the Big Island in 2018.
Thank you so much. Fun talking to you.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you, too, to our sponsor, Jack Rabbit. If you haven't checked Jack Rabbit out yet, do yourself a favor, because up for grabs. This week and every single week for the month of September, we're giving away a brand new pair of Hoka One One. All you need to do is head over to that website. It's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge and get into the draw. You can find out a little bit more about Jack Rabbit there as well. Alternatively, what you can do is just text the word Jack Rabbit to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.